An avalanche of misinformation and disinformation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Israel's cabinet is expected to meet soon to vote on the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. In Tel Aviv, CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzo looks at its details.
Phase one would take effect this Sunday and would last 42 days, 6 weeks. And Hamas would then release 33 hostages, including women, the elderly, and the sick over that whole entire time frame in drips and drabs. In exchange, Israel would set free dozens of Palestinian detainees for each of those hostages.
President-elect Donald Trump's nominees for top administration positions have begun undergoing Senate confirmation hearings, including Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi.
Former Attorney General from Florida, who by and large received a pretty welcome reception from senators, but certainly a lot of tough questioning on the part of Democrats as to whether or not she would maintain her independence from the incoming president, which is something that she said that she would run the Justice Department independently.
CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian reporting from Capitol Hill. Questions are mounting regarding why hundreds of Los Angeles Fire Department personnel were held back from the Palisades fire when it first broke out last week. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports on Chief Kristen Crowley's response.
Chief Crowley first blamed budget cuts for the lack of resources, but reportedly as many as 1,000 LA firefighters were not initially activated. Some were not asked to stay past their shifts. Others were assigned to non-fire-related 911 calls. It would be another 8 hours before the LA Fire Department sent out an urgent message.
At Cape Canaveral.
Five, four.
Just about an hour ago, launch of Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket. It's the massive rocket's first test flight, launching from Cape Canaveral, carrying a prototype satellite to orbit hundreds and thousands of miles above Earth. It's designed to haul spacecraft and eventually astronauts to the moon, named, of course, after Mercury astronaut John Glenn. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Locking up store merchandise can deter shoplifters, but it can also deter customers from buying, at least at Walgreens.
The CEO of Walgreens said in its first quarter earnings call, when you lock things up, you don't sell as many of them. We've kind of proven that pretty conclusively. Keeping retail products under lock and key is a maneuver designed to thwart rising retail theft, but it turns out it also irks and turns away would-be paying customers who do not have the patience to wait for a retail clerk to retrieve goods they want to buy. While securing products does decrease retail theft, the CEO says it has altogether proved not effective. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Biden administration is withdrawing a proposal that would require more ships to slow down in East Coast waters to try to save a vanishing species of whale, the highly endangered North Atlantic right whale, which is vulnerable to extinction. The Trump administration is signaling a shift away from environmental conservation to support marine industries. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow is likely for the overnight. Accumulation snow well under an inch. Southwest winds will be gusty as lows drop to the upper teens. On Thursday, some flurries early, then partly sunny skies. Northwest winds will develop. Highs in the mid-30s. It's 21 at our studios.
We'll be right back.
Museum, local news, and timeless hits.
Rooftop, but at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl, come on, hit that song right. Just like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, if that's all right. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around to a yeah, my miss lips and a smile on her face, the touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around to a whoa. Keep away from a runner out to a pay da da. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
What I'd be without you. over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Yeah.
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
All the world over, so easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
Come on, come on.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's been coming. Oh, is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With family members and his vice president seated nearby in the Oval Office, President Biden made his farewell speech to the nation last night.
President Biden didn't name President-elect Trump during his remarks, but warned about what he says gives him great concern.
Today,